On this day of great joy and celebration and thanksgiving, I ask that you would turn to page 187 in the front part of your hymn book. In the bottom corner, you will see the words of what is often called the Old 100th, Psalm 100. And I invite you to read our text with me today in unison. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. We pray. Lord God, our heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for your marvelous grace toward us fallen sinners, that you have restored us through Christ and given us the hope of the mansions above. We pray that you would continue throughout our lives to stir up our hearts in sincere faith and gratitude for such grace. We ask it all in the name of our Redeemer. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed who have been purchased and bought back to God by the suffering, death, and resurrection of his only Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you've ever been up to Duluth, there's a pier that sticks out from the downtown area that has a lighthouse way out on the end of it. It's kind of a neat place down in Canal Park. I was out there once a number of years ago with my brother-in-law. We were just standing and talking way out at the end of the pier right next to the lighthouse. And all of a sudden, my brother who was facing me, I had my back to the lighthouse. Suddenly, his eyes became very large and he yelled out, "No!" And he jumped past me. And I turned behind me and looked, and a little boy who was about 6 or 7 years old had been trying to walk on top of the fence that was for the pier, and he ended up falling about 15 to 20 feet down into the cold water. My brother-in-law, the father wasn't around, by the way, my brother-in-law immediately jumped down into the water to rescue this little boy and went swimming over to find him, grabbed him, pulled him over to a little ladder, put him up on the ladder, had him climb back up to the pier, and they both came back up soaking wet, freezing cold. My brother-in-law, I remember, was wondering if he lost his keys and wallet. But then what happened next was kind of interesting. The father for the little boy finally came down and saw what had happened, saw this rescue as his son came up, and he took his little boy and walked away. Didn't say a word. And a group of people that were standing nearby were just appalled at this. How could somebody not come up and express gratitude? One woman screamed out at him as he walked down the pier, "He just saved your kid's life!" She was so mad and angry at him. Ingratitude is something that is sometimes really hard to see, especially when it's in a situation like that where you would really, really expect some gratitude. St. Bernard of Clairvaux once said, "Ingratitude is a poisonous, destructive wind." Being grateful, being thankful, is not something that we by nature want to do. Because of our fallen, sinful human nature, it's something that we have to be taught. Showing gratitude actually means having to humble yourself a little bit before people or recognize that someone else has had to be kind to you or show you mercy or compassion, and our pride just doesn't always like that. And you can see this especially in little children. Parents have to teach their children to express thanks. They don't have to teach them to ask for things in the grocery store. They don't have to teach them to pick out the biggest cookie. But when it comes time to expressing gratitude, how often did my mom have to say to me, "What do you say, Donnie?" That's just something we don't like to do. And that same problem that we often have of ingratitude toward one another can often show up as well when it comes to our relationship to God. It's very easy for me to make requests of God in my prayer for all the things I wish he would do in my life, but when he does shower his blessings upon me, how rare it is that I remember to go back to him and express my thanksgiving. I'll tell you another story about a little boy that was rescued. When I was a senior in high school, I was talking to a friend of mine in his bedroom, and we were just talking a little bit, and he had just received a package, a large package, and was opening it up, and it was full of little gifts and presents, a camera, some food, a bunch of really nice things that a 17-year-old would love. And I said, "It's not your birthday. What's this all about?" And he said, "Well, about 6 years ago, I was out on a dock, and I saw a little boy fall out of a speedboat into the water. And nobody saw that he had fallen out of the boat. He was about 6 years old. And he said, I swam out to find him. I rescued him and pulled him to shore. I had to give him mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, and the little boy survived, and his life was spared." And he said, "Every year on the anniversary of that event, I get a gift box from this family." Those parents didn't have to be forced into expressing gratitude. He won their hearts over by what he did, by the tremendous effort and the sacrifice to himself that he made in order to rescue their little boy. For the Christian, our gratitude comes from a similar place for us. When we come to know by the work of the Holy Spirit what our Lord Jesus Christ has done for each one of us, that he came into this world of evil and sin and death, took on human flesh to become one of us in the womb of the Virgin Mary, was born and lived a difficult life, ultimately went to the cross and had to pay for all the guilt and wickedness and evil of my heart and conscience and yours as well before the throne of God, in order to give us a holy, perfect, righteous record that we, by faith now in him, can have and possess as we stand before God on Judgment Day. When we consider what our Lord Jesus Christ has done for us with this tremendous rescue effort, our hearts are won over with gratitude. He doesn't have to tell us to be thankful. When we consider that, it just naturally comes out in those who appreciate that great rescue effort. And we see that in the psalm today. "We are his people," he says, "the sheep of his pasture," during this Good Shepherd week. "The Lord is good. His mercy endures forever." He wins our hearts over to be grateful to him by this rescue. In the same way that the woman who came to cry at Jesus' feet, the penitent woman that was crying at his feet and wiping his feet with her hair, she was so grateful for his mercy and compassion and grace that would take her through the gates of heaven. He didn't have to tell her to do that. It just naturally sprang out of her because he had won over her heart. God doesn't have to come to his people in this world and force thankfulness out of us. He doesn't come demanding it out of us and pressuring it out of us. He wins it out of us. He wins it with his love and his mercy and the promise of everlasting life in heaven. And it is that gospel-motivated gratitude that the Holy Spirit has stirred up in the hearts of God's faithful people that we are here today to recognize and appreciate and show our gratitude for. We are grateful, first of all, to God, who has brought us into his kingdom of grace and given us a reason to be thankful. But we also are grateful to the members of his flock and of his church who have with their time and talents and treasures and even their prayers brought blessings to this campus. The world could go on pretty easily without this little college. Should the day ever come that this institution folds, it probably won't be in the paper more than 1 or 2 days in the Mankato Free Press. But the mission of this college, the world needs desperately the beautiful one thing needful of our Savior. And especially to think of that in this Easter season, the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ who says to his church, "Because I live, you shall live also." Those two little boys that I mentioned that were rescued, they may have had some appreciation in their heart that day when they were 6, 7 years old, but I bet as they grew older and reflected back on that incident, and maybe especially as they became parents and reflected back on those incidents, I bet they have grown in appreciation for what was done to rescue them. You and I, right now in this world, in this fallen world, we can certainly appreciate God's grace and what Christ has done for us. But just think how grateful we're going to be when we finally walk through the mansion gates of heaven and to see what it's all been about. There, our gratitude is going to soar, and it's going to continue forever. Thanks be to God. Amen.